Occupational therapists like Amanda Grostinich at Fuse Therapy help children with health challenges engage in meaningful daily activities. Fuse Therapy helps children with disabilities to participate fully in all environments, including social situations. Fuse Therapy supports your child's current therapy plan and individualizes to their needs by using community settings for therapy. It bridges the gap between the clinic and the community. Going to the beach, surfing, kayaking, or a stroll in the park are among the activities Fuse Therapy utilizes to enrich your child's experiences. Help them explore their natural environment, build and adapt dynamic skills in order to bridge that gap. Get your child the help they need. For further information and a free consultation, call Amanda at 918-810-3109. You can also sponsor a child in need. Just call 918-810-3109 for more information. Functional, useful, skills, experience. That's what Fuse Therapy is all about. See more at FuseTherapy.org.
Mr. Brian Cash Claus!
Well, good afternoon, Tampa Bay. It's actually Tammy in the studio with Matthew
from
Expo over on Hercules. Absolutely. So how you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. How about yourself?
Oh, I am doing excellent as well. It's a gorgeous day outside. Things are starting to pick up a little bit, it seems like. Things are going a little better than they were.
They are. Right? They are. I have to contest to that. This week has been, I mean, it has been up and down, which that's normal business, but ever since they reopened everything to full capacity, I've seen a noticeable difference on my end.
Right, so. Right, because you're in a restaurant. So.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, I have to say also, I have noticed that as well with a lot of our clients, but also just a lot of restaurants. People were happy to get back out.
People were. And I will say, not to get in the political aspect of it, when they opened up, everything was, like, I saw a noticeable difference. And then when the news came out about President Trump and all that, you know, it kind of made people retreat just a little bit. Now I think everybody's coming back.
Yes. And I think that it is a good thing. I mean, he is definitely in our prayers, regardless of what anyone thinks.
Exactly.
You know, he is the president of the United States. It would be bad for everyone if anything happened
exactly
to him
right.
at this point. But basically, you know, he's not in the hospital.
Nope.
And so that's a good thing.
Most definitely.
Hopefully they are, whatever they're treating him with is effective. And, you know, I was reading a story this morning, actually, about how many people actually have it in the White House.
Oh, yeah.
There's
it's kind of
more
scary
than they thought. There's not 22. There's actually at least 38.
Oh, wow.
That they know of. So, I mean, I don't know. This virus is just crazy. But, you know, we just have to learn how to adapt and move on with our lives. Like,
exactly.
We can't stop.
No, we sure can't.
We just can't
stop.
I mean, with small business, you know, that's what our economy thrives on.
Exactly.
So especially this area, I mean, for what we do, we definitely support all the small businesses in our area and anywhere that we can. I mean, I totally would rather pay a little more and go to a small business than going to a big box store.
Same. I go to this one produce stand right across the road from, or close to us from the restaurant, and the other day, and typically I buy all my produce there, and then the other day I didn't need to go buy anything, but I was like, I'm hungry, so I went and got a peach. They're like, what are you doing here? I said, I just wanted to come help, like, support.
Oh, do they have good peaches?
No, yes, they really do.
Oh, I gotta go check that out, because I'm looking for some good peaches right now.
I'll be in Georgia next Friday, so if I have a chance, I'm driving back down. I'm flying up on my $30 plane ticket.
All right.
But I'm driving back down, and so if I have a chance, I'll stop and pick you up some peaches.
Oh, for sure. I will give you some cash and some, well, I say pecans. I don't know how everybody
pecan.
Else. Yes, everybody
pecan.
Else
no,
in
I
the
say
South
pecans.
Says.
I say pecans as well.
It's just my grandma said it, so I say it. But then when I moved here, everybody's like, what did you say?
What was that? No, trust me, I didn't realize I had a Southern accent until I moved here. And everybody's like, oh, you have such a Southern accent.
Oh,
I was
my,
like,
see,
is that
to
a
me,
compliment?
You do. No, it's, yeah, it's
or
a good
it's
thing.
Because back home, having a deep Southern accent was not a compliment at all. At
well,
all.
See, I actually come from Ohio, but it's been about 14 years now. So when the first place I moved was Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Now, I did not realize in all my life that Virginia was, it's probably one of the most southern states I've ever been
it
in my
it
life.
Really is.
Like, they are very southern in Virginia.
Yep.
Even though they're located way up here, they are very, very southern. So I was working in a restaurant.
Yep.
And I was, actually, I was a corporate trainer, but I also worked on the floor for Lone Star.
Okay.
Which is a really country,
yeah.
You know, type. And I worked literally right down the street from the, I don't know the name of the track. It's terrible. But they have NASCAR there. It's a huge track.
Okay.
It's the Richmond, whatever. They do the Daytona 5, whatever. All that stuff there. So I got a lot of, like, country guy. I mean, people wearing boots, hats, whatever.
The whole nine
yards.
Do
you know how many people told me, and I still don't know to this day what that is. And I tried, I tried my diction, like, I really did. But they told me that I had a Valley Girl, New York accent. I'm like, what is that?
I would agree. I do
really?
Kind of agree. Like, I see the Valley Girl. Like, I would have ventured you were at least from, I would have thought you were from California, but that was just me.
Well,
or
see,
down here. Like,
I love California.
But, so, I really get the hipster, like, Cali vibes.
All right.
And
well,
then,
I like that.
I'm not even plugged in.
Are you plugged in?
Yeah.
Are plugged in, but,
we hear you, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't hear. But anyhow,
are you
look like a a surfer.
Yes, I
get that a lot as well.
But anyhow, just read what's on there about Lynn Shell, and then I'm going to talk about it, like, just so you see.
All right. So
just real quick, I just want to say, and then like give a commercial. Okay. You know, it's mainly about Scott and Lynn and Dave. They're there,
yeah.
Right? There's times like there's certain people that always come through for you in life, and that's the only way I can describe it with Scott. Like, there's times when I had my car where, say, side mechanics came and they tried to fix it and they couldn't fix it. Then I had to have the car towed to Shell there on it's US 19 and Sunset Point. And Scott immediately diagnoses it. And I think that's what it's like being a doctor, too. If you think of a doctor, it's like life and death could be the misdiagnosis of someone, right?
Yep.
And
that's
I'm sure
true.
We've all heard of that. And there are good people in everything. Why is, you know, 80% of your results are produced in sales?
Yep.
80% of your results are produced by 20% of what you do. And then 80% of your sales are accounted from 20% of your customers. And then 20% of the people in most sales forces make up almost 80% of the total sales. But what does it separate the one that is from great to just average? How do you get into that 20% club? And if I use that with cars, right, fixing cars, that's where Scott is. Scott is in the top 1% of fixing cars. Do you know one time I had a car towed to him, and you know why, what happened?
What was that?
I'm embarrassed to tell you this. It ran out of gas.
Uh-oh.
He goes, I
now
put
I
gas
use
in
that.
It. So what I'd like you to do is, this is Len Shell on US 19, and I would say he's a doctor. I mean, I would like to call him that. I would say Dr. Scott.
Scott's amazing. You know, when I had my old car, I called him on the phone, and he actually told me what was wrong with my car without even looking at it 2 different times.
So you describe, like, the sound?
Yes.
So it's making, like,
yeah. What it's doing,
what
happened. And he was like, oh, I think it's this or this. And guess what? He was 100% right.
Okay, cool. So what I think we should really, from now on, like in the ad even, we should say Dr. Scott.
Dr. Scott.
That's cute. I like that.
Dr. Scott.
Yes.
So anyhow, can you give us a commercial, my friend, for Lynn Shell?
All right. So Lynn Shell Station, they have 1895 oil changes. You can't even beat that if you did it yourself. I speak from experience on that. They also, they're located on the corner of US 19 and Sunset Road, and their phone number is 727-796-7777. Easy, easy, easy. And they got the lucky number 7, so you know it's a win-win all around.
It's a spiritual number because the number 7 is completion.
Exactly.
I never have to look their number up. It's a spiritual number. And I really think the most important thing, if I had just like, it's between integrity and honesty. And these are principles to live by. Yeah, spiritual principles, if you really want to go that far with it. Because people that live with integrity and honesty and courage and love.
They win.
And faith.
All
they
around.
Win.
All around.
So if I had to choose a word for Scott and Len Schell, it's between integrity and honesty.
Absolutely.
And that says a lot about a car dealer, not dealership,
guys,
but a car mechanic.
And then also being competent. Let's take it a step further. When he fixes it, he fixes it the right way.
Yeah.
That's Len Schell at US 19 in Sunset. It's 796-7777. And the 7 is completion, and that's just it, too.
He'll
complete what he does when he starts it. And what he says. If he says the car will be out by 5, it's out by 5. We're lucky to have a man of such integrity and such honesty.
And gosh, they've been there for many, many years.
Right.
many years.
That's Len Schell.
Len Schell.
796-7777. To me, the most honest integrity people I have ever dealt with in my 40 years of being in business. I would
really
go that
impressive.
Far as to say.
That
and
is
guys,
very
how long
impressive.
Have I been doing this show? Have I ever said that?
37 years, maybe.
Yeah. Just think about that. The most integrity, honest people I've ever done business with is Len Schell, and mainly it's Scott.
Yeah.
And Len.
Len is awesome.
I think Len has something to do with it. I get paid by Len.
Yeah, Len is awesome.
Yeah, Len is just a great guy.
I love Len. So. And Scott.
Scott
does the, he runs the whole mechanic shop. So.
Okay, awesome.
Right,
awesome.
So anyhow,
yep.
This guy's.
So that's Len Schell Station at 24086 US 19 North in Clearwater. You can give them a call at 796-7777.
Yeah, and then if you wanted you guys to play a song or dedicate the
actually,
song.
We are going to play a song, and we are going to do Van Halen today since we just lost Eddie Van Halen.
Oh,
and
wow.
We can dedicate this next song to Len Schell Station. So we're playing this for you guys.
Junior's great.
always.
All right. Very good. That was dedicated to Len Shell Station at 24086 US 19 North, Clearwater, 796-7777, right at the corner of US 19 and Sunset Point Road. Got to go check them out, guys. If you need anything done with your car whatsoever, they've also got a little store there. You can hang out. You can wait.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of oil changes, that's where I need to head this week.
Absolutely. You can't beat it. $18.95. Yeah, find it in the BCC coupon book, guys. And we actually want to welcome Gary. Gary, you're on the line. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic.
Awesome. So what you got going on today, Gary?
Well, I'll bet you Len was in Boy Scouts.
You know, I bet you he was. I really do.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, we've got a whole program going on for first responders.
Okay.
And cool. Yeah. And we're going to be awarding a whole pile of them. And this is on December 1st.
Oh, awesome.
You know, we recognize people in the community that are displaying the attributes that we adhere to.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to acknowledge the first responders in our area. And that is on the 1st of December coming up. And we're going to have a great time.
That's awesome.
Very cool.
So are you going to have an actual ceremony or something like that?
Well, we're having a donation drive.
Okay.
And it's in honor of these guys. And then we're going to distribute to them our acknowledgments for them at their place of work.
Awesome.
So we're going to, you know, wherever they are, these guys, and we're going to specifically call them out because
awesome.
They're some of the best people I've ever seen.
Absolutely. I totally believe in that 1,000,000%. You
yes.
know, those guys go out there every single day in our communities. They put their lives on the line.
Yep.
They're away from their families. I mean, they are a awesome group of guys.
Couldn't live without them, that's
and
for
girls,
sure.
And girls.
Guys and girls.
That's right. So are you just, are you choosing, you know, first responders that are local, or how are you
local.
Doing that?
Local.
Awesome.
Local.
Very good.
Yeah, Pinellas County is my beat, and so we're going to be doing that. I know a lot of the guys in the fire department. I know the chief of Station 45.
Awesome.
And we took our scouts over there to do fire safety, and
great.
we only had a half hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we go over there, and after an hour and a half, we're trying to get the firemen to end off with the kids because they were having more fun than the kids were.
That's
and,
awesome.
So finally, the only way we could get out of there was they had a fire call. They had to go to a fire. So.
Oh, wow. You know, speaking of firehouses, I just got to say thank you so much to Frank's Pizza. We get their pizza almost every single week. They have awesome food. He's located over in Dunedin at 1600 Virginia Street. But one thing I love about Frank, when he first opened, I actually was helping him out. So
yeah.
I was actually serving in the restaurant
okay,
for
cool.
a couple months. You know, almost every night, I won't say every night, but almost every night, because there's a fire station literally right down the street from where he's located.
Yeah.
He takes all his pizzas that he didn't sell, and he goes and drops them off to the guys at the fire
awesome.
Station.
That is very
yeah,
awesome.
It's really, really great. And, you know, they're awesome because in turn, they come in and, you know, they show their love. They bring their families in. Things like that. So it's a, you know, give
it's
and
all
take.
About community.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a great relationship. But yeah, thank you to Frank's Pizza. And if you guys want to get some awesome Italian, give him a call at 216-6963. And he's at 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin.
Yeah, that's something there. Frank's been really good to us.
Mm-hmm.
We got Charlie on the line from Big Tires.
All right.
And More. Right? Is that it? Charlie, Big Tires and More?
Yes, it is.
Real quick, I'm going to tell a story, and he has to get going. But so you got to get your start somewhere. Like Charlie probably remembers the first day he opened up his business and like took the chance to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the first day you opened up your business, right?
Yes.
So what happened was is I was going to put out 10,000 coupon books. This is over 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And Charlie, I went into his business, and he, I don't even know if he remembers it. Some people are kind that, like, you have people that are just kind. They give and they ask no reward. And it's like loving with no price tag, right? That's Charlie. And I don't want to make him. Yeah. So that's who Charlie is.
He's too good now.
Yeah. So what happened was he wrote me a checkout. Now, I didn't even have a sample coupon book. Think about, like, how we're having this and we have the media kit and all that and all the things, right. How you can. Nothing. And the thing he said to me is, good luck, young man.
Aww.
And wrote me a check. I had a few people that way. Now, he, of course, didn't have to do that, right? And he did. And now he's got a second location in Lutz. Is that where it is? Lutz? How did I forget how to say it?
Lutz, I
believe.
Lutz. But tell us, Charlie, what do you think are the character traits that make a good business owner?
The most important one is honesty. You can do everything, but if you're not honest, it will catch up to you. Honesty is utmost. If you're a genius, you can lie, because then you have to remember your lies, and I'm not a genius.
That's a good point.
That's when we used to be able to do business by a handshake, and it wasn't so political, and it wasn't so too happy. It was great days then. Mm-hmm. And they still are, if you just trust people.
Wow, that's a good one. And then I will say, because you shouldn't be embarrassed, trust, there's two one-syllable words if you live by two. Now keep in mind, they're one-syllable words. Trust God.
For sure.
Amen.
Right? So if you trust God, right, everything will work. And for me, I sometimes take credit and I forget to give God credit. And how I can tell that I'm in that part of my life is because I'm having anxiety. And I told Charlie today, like, because I called him earlier, and I said to him, you know, sometimes I get into self-pity. And he said, what did you say to me? What was your answer to me to that?
I said, never. You know? See what happens? I told you my brain is fried. but no, you don't have self-pity. You just rely upon yourself. Rely upon what you did.
Right. Don't let it be say you didn't work. Right? Mm-hmm. Don't let it be say you didn't put the effort in. Okay, fail, fine. But don't let it be say you didn't try.
And success is always defined not by your wealth, but how many times you get back up.
Right. And that's what makes a champion. A champion is not being knocked down, but it's getting back up.
Yep.
Exactly. That's what this world needs more of.
Yeah, we got Gary on from the Boy Scouts. He supports that. He does so many good things, Charlie. If you just knew who this guy was, he's you know, stuck in there. So say hello to my good friend, Charlie, Gary.
Hey, Charlie, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Gary. And again, it's a pleasure to have known you. I was in the Boy Scouts about 500 years ago.
Yeah, no, I understand, me too.
Yeah. But no, if you wrote it, that's the laws, everything was perfect with it. So,
right.
Yeah, you know, Charlie, I met this guy who became one of the biggest executives in the world, and he did it on trust and honesty. Well, and he started out at the bottom of the ladder. And he became the CEO of ExxonMobil.
Really?
And, yeah. And this guy, yeah, he wrote a book called Your Word, Your Honor is Your Word. And he distributed this to all the Boy Scouts. And come to find out that in the world, anytime he did a business deal, they would accept his word above the contract. In other words, he didn't have to have a contract. If he gave his word, it was good.
That's what we built on. That's what we should always have.
Right, and the definition for me for integrity is when no one's watching, right? And that's why in the sales world, just to be honest, back to the sales world, that's why people don't make it in the sales world, because they're self-managed, right? There's no one watching over them. And if you want to know the number one reason why salesmen don't make it is because they lack integrity. See, no one's watching them, right? So they have the freedom. And integrity is when no one's watching, you still do the right thing.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's the number one reason why you want to know why a salesman doesn't make it in this world? It's because they lack integrity. They lack work ethics. And that's why it's important when no one, and you say that to the kids when you're doing the football, when you see them not running their laps, I tell them, you're cheating yourself and you're cheating the team. You're not getting away with it, because when it comes to game time, you won't be ready. So you got to do the right thing, and then the next right thing happens.
As the old cliche goes, there's no I in team.
Wow, that's so true. And it takes effort, and it takes communication. It takes, you know, strategy. All these things are important. I'm sure my friend here, he strategizes all the time.
All the time. And that's what I tell people. I was like, you know, you see, talking about integrity and going behind people's backs and all that, you see it all the time, especially with business that, with business partners that have either been friends or family, they rip each other apart. Me and my best friend, we've been best friends for 16 years, going on 17 years, and we were joking around the other day, and he made a statement about, you could take it all from me. I said, but why would I want to? What would serve any purpose to me for me having to do everything on my own? To go, it would take more time to do something like that than it would to just have the integrity, have the trust, have the faith to, you run this, I run that, and we come together. That's why we have business meetings at 7:30 every morning to talk about what's going on and all that. And it's all about that open platform.
But did you see what you just said? You have business meetings every morning.
Every morning.
And you communicate.
We do.
What would you do if he didn't show up for the business meeting?
He's the one that calls me most of the time.
But what would you do if he didn't show up?
I would be worried because, you know...
What would you do if he didn't call you throughout the day and strategize with you?
Then I would know something was off, and I would be booking a plane ticket the next day,
right,
and be up there and see what's going on.
The word is unprofessional.
Yep.
And then you would... What would happen then if he didn't produce results at the restaurant and was losing money? And he's not calling you.
Yep. Then we would have a big issue. But it's also about their morale. So, you know, that's why I touch base with all my staff.
And the question too is, why would someone do that?
Yep.
Why would someone not communicate? Why would someone not strategize? Why would someone not respond to a text? Why would someone not call?
Yep.
Why would someone not answer the phone? What do you think the why is?
The why, that's when the greed happens.
Right.
And there's too much business, there's too much money out in this world, and money's not everything. I mean, it's really about your personal happiness. If I can do what I'm doing and make ends meet, then I'm doing what I love.
Charlie, what would you do if someone you had in your organization wasn't strategizing with you, wasn't answering the phone, wasn't communicating with you? And was their results were zero. At what point would you say enough's enough?
Well, it goes all the way back to the point that if I hired them, then it was my fault for letting them get to that position to begin with. I should have never let it get that far. So if I think somebody is worthy of being in our organization, and then I fail them because I haven't trained them, I haven't communicated, then a lot of it is my fault. But then you can only do so much. And then you have to say, well, I think you find another position.
Right. And you know what? I love that. Because, you know, when any time you rationalize or justify your actions, you're setting yourself up to be the victim. And we're volunteers, not victims. And if you can look in the mirror and say, I'm the problem, why that's good is because then you can change yourself.
You can acknowledge it.
You can't change anybody else. I just want to know the why of it. You know, Tony Robbins says that people that don't communicate within an organization, and he says this, 100% of the time will be the ones that aren't producing results.
Yep.
Just look at the results, because they're not being watched over, they're being self-managed. So they have to have integrity. So now, tell me why, Gary.
Real simple. A person does something that's bad. He doesn't want to say it because he feels threatened. So then he withholds it. And when he withholds it, he stops communicating with people. So we have to have an environment where that person who did something wrong can admit that he did something wrong and stop withholding it and get help.
Right, and if someone's self-managed, what do you have to look at if you're not watching over them? They're not punching in. There's no manager watching over them. What do you have to do? The only thing you can look at is their results. Because you're not watching them. They're not punching in. They're not communicating. So what else if you can't – how do you know they're not working if you're not watching over them?
Brian, that's real obvious.
What?
Brian, this is
real obvious.
Okay, hey, Charlie, you got to go?
I'm going to have to go, but I leave you with one thought.
Okay.
A lot of that is like attitude. And attitude is like a flat tire. You can't go anywhere unless you change the tire. You can't go anywhere until you change your attitude.
Right. And then just before you go, Charlie, I'd like to say this. You know how you can have a great attitude? To have gratitude. Because the more you're thankful for what you have, the more you get to be thankful for. So gratitude, be thankful that you're even alive.
Yep.
And I think you hit it on it more and so is to be happy for longer periods of time more often and to be at peace. That's what's priceless. But anyhow, attitude is the answer. So thank you. Hey, so maybe sometime you can come into the studio. But my heart, and I don't want to say love because I think that might be too much from a man to a man.
Hey.
But I'm going to say it anyway. My heart to you, Charlie, is love. And where love is, God is. And I want to thank you for believing in me so long ago when no one else did.
Well, Brian, you've proven yourself successful. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie. Right.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, you guys.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. So I want to do a little promo for one of our clients.
All right.
Thai Nana. She is authentic Thai cuisine located on Alt 19 over in lovely Palm Harbor. She's just on the east side of Alt 19, north of Nebraska, right next door to the Cuban Coffee and Cigar Place. There's a little plaza there. And actually right around the corner from one of our other clients, A Frame of Mind. But she has delicious food. She has a Thai, she has sushi, and everything is super fresh.
Awesome.
Made to order. And you guys got to go check her out at 1458 Alt 19 North Palm Harbor. And if you want to call to place an order, you can call 787-0189.
And they also have delivery services, too. It looks like they knock everything out.
Yes.
As far as Uber Eats, DoorDash, Bite Squad, they've got it all.
Yep, you can get delivery service and pick up, or they bring it out to your car if you like, and they are dining in as well.
That is
so
awesome.
So got to go check them out, guys. They have amazing food. All right. So, Gary, tell us a little bit about if somebody would like to make a donation for the first responders, how can we do that?
Okay. Well, I can go to our website, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is the Greater Tampa Bay Area Council. And they'll find it on that real easy. And they just scroll down to district. It says districts. Mm-hmm. And they go right to Miccosukee. And when they go to Miccosukee, there's a big donate button.
Awesome. Okay, great.
It's real simple. And then it's going to be on the 1st of December. They can do it in advance of the 1st of December and say it's for the first responders.
Okay.
Right? And all I have to do is do that, and then we'll make sure that the first responders all get recognized.
Okay, perfect.
And I have a lot of guys that have helped us, right? And I don't know if you know this, but a lot of retired police officers work with us,
mm-hmm.
right, with the kids. And a lot of them teach them fire safety and how to handle firearms and that kind of thing. And also guys that are in the police department, right, work with us, state patrol, sheriff's office, EMTs, guys that are like the fire department, all of those people, and they're constantly working with the Boy Scouts.
Awesome.
And we want to salute them because they really matter, and it's too often they don't get recognized for what they actually do.
Right.
So we're going to make sure they get spotlighted.
That's awesome. Like I said, I support this 1,000,000%. That's a great idea.
Well, when I was a kid, I was a fireman.
Oh.
And my dad was the fire chief. And he donated the land for the fire department. And I checked yesterday, and that fire department is still there.
Oh, wow. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking of, if I think out loud, Gary getting to know everybody on the radio. Like, I would think that maybe we could put a fun drive together, like one day. And, like, I'm not saying big money, like $50 a piece, something that won't hurt anybody. But let's see is how many people we can get. We're doing a Halloween party, and maybe you would like to be part of this, too. It's I know. I don't like asking for money. You don't have to. But anyhow, it's a Halloween where they're making it safe for kids, and they want you to be part of it, Gary. And it's going to be on October 31st at Jilly Beans.
Yep, right. In Dunedin.
Big Dunedin. There's going to be... You know, thousands and thousands of dollars worth of candy there.
Yeah, I believe it's going to be a trunk or treat so that the kids don't have to go door to door.
Exactly.
I don't even believe they're going to do that. I don't know what they're doing this year. But
I saw something in the newspaper, but I didn't read it.
Right.
So, Christian, we got Christian on the line. Chris, how do you say your first name?
How you guys doing?
What's your first name again?
Tristan with a T.
Tristan. I love that name, actually.
Tristan.
I appreciate that.
So do most people call you Christian then, too?
You know, my bus driver did until I was in about sixth grade before I corrected him.
Oh,
outside of that, just you, buddy.
That shows you you're shy. You were a shy kid. But
hey,
from what I understand, Christian, they never called you
brutal.
Late for dinner. You were always first one at the chow line, right?
No, you know it, man.
So we got Gary on the line that works with the Boy Scouts. We got my good friend in here, Andrew, who owns...
Matthew. From Expo over on Hercules.
Yeah. I think I got dementia. Remember I told you that? So anyhow, Matthew.
You just got a lot on your plate. You can call me whatever. Yes. I'll answer.
That was actually part of the joke. See?
Christian. Christian.
People
Andrew.
Call me stuff. My business partner is named Aaron, and there's no telling how many times my staff are just like, Aaron, come here and look at something. I'm like, well, Aaron's back home in Georgia, but sure, whatever.
I got a story to tell, Tristan.
Tristan.
It's okay.
No, not
we'll
Tristan.
Edit this part, right?
Yeah,
Tristan.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
going to
call
right
you
on
T.
Live radio. We'll edit it all out.
Okay.
Perfect.
So, T, I'm going to talk about something that is a story about my friend Jeff, who owns an insurance company, right? And what he did is he placed an ad in our magazine, right? And his name is
Jeff Mercado.
So just listen to what this get healthcare now, life, health, dental, vision. So a guy calls up and gets the health insurance through him, right? So now that you have health insurance, you can see a doctor, right? You with me, Tristan?
I'm 1,000% with you, my friend.
Okay. So the guy calls up from the magazine, right? And Jeff tells the story. And the first two times he told the story on the radio, I actually had tears in my eyes. Because what happened was the guy called up and then he went and found out he had cancer. But it was stage one cancer and it would have been terminal.
Mm-hmm.
So he got his treatment, right? And then, so it was like 2 years later, I happened to call into Jeff just to say hello to him. And guess who's on the line with him? This guy, this guy looks at Jeff as saving his life, right? Business is business, right? And we live life on life's terms, right? We have our peaks and our valleys, right? But sometimes things are a little more serious than others, right? So Jeff, I always tell him he saves lives. You know, people always put him off, and he's like, oh, sometimes I feel like I'm bothering people. I said, you know what? Bother people, because you're saving lives.
And I just want to say, Jeff's birthday was a couple days ago. Happy birthday again.
Happy birthday.
And congratulations on that beautiful baby boy. He's so gorgeous. Aww. I keep seeing pictures posted on Facebook. He is so adorable. Oh, my gosh.
Right. And then we did a thing with the weight. What was the weight on his baby? Do you remember?
I have it written. We had so many babies.
So then, Christian, with that said, T, I'm just going to call you T. So with that
that's
said.
That's why everybody else does. That's, maybe that's why they call me T.
Okay, I'll call you T. They do perfect. Really call you T?
No, absolutely. Yeah. It's funny. That was a thing from a long time ago, and for whatever reason, over the last like month, it's come back in full force. So
okay, so T. T for terrific. What else? Give me another T.
Oh, God.
Tantalizing.
Oh, give me another T. Give me a T, Tom.
Let's stop there. That's perfect.
T for Texas.
Okay, there you
Texas.
Go.
I'm going to say a T for terrific.
Terrific.
All right, perfect.
Anyhow, we went too far with the T's? Well, we want, how about tomato or tomato?
We have a lot of T's. I'm a Tammy, there's a Tommy, and we have a Tristan. That's awesome.
That's it.
There you go.
So anyhow, with that life-saving story, right, where the guy gets the insurance, then immediately goes in, finds out he has stage one cancer, gets it taken care of. They said within 9 months he would have been dead, because that's how quick it goes, whatever the cancer was. And it was just amazing that they caught it. And the way he tells the story is a little more emotional than I am. So that sets you up for what you do. And like, let these guys talk to you about what you do and how exciting the new technology you have and how you're going to save lives.
Absolutely. I appreciate that genuinely. And, you know, that story is amazing. And I think that a lot of people who technically sell a product, and I guess we all sell some form of product, right? Whether it's trying to get listeners, trying to get somebody to buy insurance. I know way too many people that will stay sick because of the impending medical bill.
Right.
And so the fact that that all worked out the way that it did, I mean, that is an incredible story, and I'm glad that you shared that with me the other day, and it's wonderful to hear it a second time. Our company is called The Pure Experts. You know, we are a five-franchise location up here in the glorious state of Maine, so pretty far away from you guys. But our parent company is Aerus, A-E-R-U-S, and we are the first company to have FDA compliant testing approved for our air purification systems, which can go in residences as well as businesses on SARS-CoV-2, meaning, you know, this system has been tested and effectively eliminates the coronavirus at 99.8%.
Unbelievable.
Very impressive.
So, you know, this is a test that we had finished up on May or June. We had to keep it under our hats for a long time. Everybody and their uncle has a microfiber cloth or a vaccine that they're trying to have approved. So we were really at the speed of the government. And, you know, this past Thursday, a week ago today, actually, at 6 p.m., that formal announcement was made. And so the opportunity, you know, I've sold a lot of things in my career, copiers, office equipment, energy brokerage, and, you know, I'm now the vice president of sales for this company. And I've never had as much fulfillment or an opportunity to change or save lives while training a team, while leading a team. And so thinking about the application of school children having one of these in each classroom, so that, God forbid, if somebody does come in there with it, and this doesn't just kill COVID, but, of course, any flu, bacteria, virus, pathogen, dander, or allergen. And, you know, to know that if somebody does go in there sick, that these units will recycle that air, refresh it, and you know, eliminate that. Or a retirement community where loved ones aren't even allowed to go in and say goodbye anymore. They have to go into a window or an iPad to visit. The implications are just massive, and I could not be more thankful to have ended up right here and right now at this time and be able to do a little bit of good in the world and hopefully leave this planet a little bit better than I found it when I got here.
That is amazing. That is exciting.
That is really, really
leading technology is what is going on right now. So can you explain just a little to our listeners, is it something that you put on your air conditioning unit or is it a separate unit? How does it work?
Sure. So it is we have multiple variations of it. You know, there are things that we can attach to an HVAC system, but really our flagship unit is a 34-pound portable unit. if you think of it like an old desktop computer tower, just a big rectangle, you know, it's the installation is as simple as plugging it in. And once it's going, you know, it's bringing air in at a right angle and shooting it out at a right angle. So it's really creating vortexes throughout an office environment or a business or a classroom. And it not only kills these particles in the air, but on surfaces as well, as a result of kicking up these vortexes. So it's sweeping up anything
that is
on desks
impressive.
Or furniture. And subsequently, you know, when it goes in the back of the machine, it's being filtered by what's called the Beyond HEPA filter, a very intricately woven honeycomb pattern HEPA filter that is just, you know, it's basically like 1,000 HEPA filters in one.
Wow.
That then goes into a charcoal back end of it, so that's removing any sort of smoke or smells. Then there's a UV light as a third layer of protection. And mind you, nobody else is doing anything close to this. So once the UV light captures and sterilizes some of the other particles, when it comes back out, all the while it's going through a really unique process. It's taking hydroxyls, you know, moisture from the atmosphere. There's 800,000 hydroxyls in one drop of rain. So it's taking these in through the back, and it's changing them at a molecular level and turning them into H2O2, you know, an airborne form of hydrogen peroxide.
Wow.
It's then filling a room slowly like a helium or gas would.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's attacking anything and binding to it on a molecular level and changing the atomic structure and chemical composition to take a virus and turn it back into oxygen by negatively ionizing it. It is a phenomenal process. And again, I mean, it's amazing how it works, and it's technology that we purchased from NASA about 20 years ago, and it's what they have currently on the International Space Station. We've since miniaturized the technology and made it a little bit more effective in the last few years. We gave it a facelift, but it was actually inducted into the 2017 Space Hall of Fame as a you know, taxpayer/NASA-funded program that ended up having a drastically positive effect on humanity as a result of its development. So we just couldn't be more proud.
Unbelievable. Yes, really, that is very impressive. That is just, wow. I don't even know what to say about that.
I don't either. As far as the units go, what is the square footage? Or is it, like you said, it just kind of fills the room, cleans the room, and just keeps it clean?
Sure, yeah,
or is there a certain square footage?
There is a square footage, absolutely. We have recommended amounts. You know, we have a couple of machines that do the same thing. You know, going with just the flagship unit, those are rated for 2,000 square feet. You know, I just came from a yoga studio that was interested in getting one of these.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was about a typical size, which is around 1,350 square feet. So for them, one was enough. But, you know, what you're looking at is if you put one into an environment that is less than 2,000 or more, is quite simply, it's just going to take a lot longer or a lot less time to completely refresh
right.
that air.
Gotcha.
Now, I'm actually on the Aeris website right now. So if I click air purification, is that what you
That's
are talking about right
at.
Now?
I think an even better, I mean, there's the pureexperts.com, which is a great one.
Oh,
also,
okay.
What really shows you the technology is activepure.com.
And
right when you get there, there is a COVID web, a COVID announcement, and it shows the COVID study.
All right. Yeah, we're just, oh, yeah. So
you know, we're
yes,
quote,
I see
unquote,
it right here. Kill rate
99.98%
of SARS COVID-2 virus shown by. Oh, that's unbelievable.
That is very
seriously,
impressive.
Guys, you got to go check this out. And it's affordable for homes, for businesses, for anyone. And not only will it help with this COVID situation, flu season, everything, like all the different, I mean, much cleaner air that we could breathe we'll be better off.
Yeah, that's the thing too, is that if you think about it this way, you know, we would never knowingly eat contaminated food, right? We would never knowingly drink contaminated water. However, we all choose to breathe in contaminated air, and a lot of people think that means the outside air. But that's not the case. Outdoor air is wonderful.
Right.
You know, it is the inside air with everything we have going on with, you know, you're living in a house that's been there for a long time. Mold has had opportunities to grow and be removed. You have bacteria. You have pet dander. People could have smoked in your residence before you moved there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we often do breathe that in. And this is an opportunity to
turn it into anything else that you would do. You're not going to eat contaminated food or drink contaminated water.
Right.
So this is an opportunity to ensure that at your home or your business, you are breathing clean air all the time. And to your point, these are extremely affordable. This is not some, $50,000 unit or anything crazy like that. There is not a business or home, for the most part, that could not afford to put one of these in there today. And, maybe what I'd like to do is, I don't know if you guys are still in a studio or doing this on Zoom like everyone else.
We actually are in the studio.
That's wonderful. So why don't we send one down to you guys for
that'd
the studio
amazing.
Because you could definitely feel a difference.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
You can always tell when the air is clean.
Yes, I mean,
you really can.
Again, I am looking.
Because when you put one of these in and come back,
right?
You just feel it. It feels like an OR.
Wow.
Okay.
I mean, I am looking at the website right now, and I'm looking at the stats. These are actual statistics of real studies that have been done. I mean, like I said, it's not just COVID. I mean, there is an epidemic, really, and I come from a nursing background, actually. Now I own my own business, but it is. Staph infection has mutated to be so many different strands that they are actually out of pretty much antibiotics to treat it with. This virus says, oh, really? You want to hit me with penicillin? That doesn't going to work anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to, it's not going to work anymore. But so many people, and it's MRSA. A lot of people don't even realize that MRSA, because actually it's not really a word. It's just an acronym for a very long word of methyl staphylococcus aureolus, which most people don't realize that is also a staph infection.
Yeah.
But the reason they call it that is because it's resistant to what they treat with. This right here says 99.9999% after 60 minutes of having this in your home or business that it kills staph.
That's very impressive. Very impressive.
What's the website? We actually have these units in every Major League Baseball locker room as well. So you're talking about staph infection. That is, one of the most common infections in athletics from sharing equipment. A lot of UFC or mixed martial artists fighters get those because they use the same mats. So the MLB has one of these systems, or multiple, I should say, in every one of their locker rooms. And just recently we placed them into MIT as well.
That's amazing. Tristan, we're almost out of time for today. But, gosh, I really would love you to be on our show next week on Thursday.
Sure.
If we could get you on.
What's the website?
ActivePure.com.
Yes, ActivePure.com.
Afra?
ActivePure.com, ActivePure.com, and you can look at all the stats. It's FDA certified. Thank you so much, Tristan. I do want to do a shout out to Chatterbox over in Dunedin, 405 Patricia Lane. Guys, go check them out. Thank you so much, Tristan and Gary and Matthew.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
Have a great day,
Tampa Bay.
Taking care of business. Taking care of business.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.